This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Tuesday to all of you. Nice to be with you. Appreciate you getting up with us. We got a lot of business to get to today, so let's get cracking.
Ah, my damn it.
That's your focal point for the rest of the year, I think.
Turning on my mic.
Turning on your microphone. It's like they say, make your bed. And when you make your bed in the morning,
everything else falls
into place.
Okay.
You turn on that microphone, and everything else is going to fall.
When I'm invited to speak to communication students in college, I usually spend the first 10 minutes on that. The importance of hitting the on button,
just turning on the mic,
hitting
man.
The record button,
it's making the bed.
These kids who have been recording everything since the time they got their first smartphone at age three,
they take it for granted.
I tell them, hey, listen, there's a lot I can teach you about how to use that phone of yours.
Right now, turn on the mic.
They all know more than me.
How you feeling?
They give me notes afterwards. It's like, here's where you're actually wrong, Mr. Payne.
Yeah. Greatest speaker ever. Yeah. How you doing, man?
I'm good. I'm ready for this Thursday night game already. I was worried because I wake. So this is what the team does. And it gets very confusing. I was thinking about this as I was listening to D'Amico's show last night.
Mm-hmm.
When he got a little like he had to think his way through. So yesterday you would call it a normal Thursday. Today you'd call a normal Friday. And yet,
if the Jets game is on a Sunday,
and then everything's modified. So yesterday they did, or today they'll do. Yesterday they had off because it was a normal Tuesday. Today's a normal. Wait, no, yeah, that gets combined. The Monday and Tuesday gets combined. Today, what's today? Tuesday.
Today's Tuesday.
No, it's Friday. So it's a normal Friday. Except that it's also a modified Friday because you're only doing some things and not others. Tomorrow will be a normal Saturday.
Man.
But on Saturday, on their normal Saturday, they got to work in a lot of what they do on Friday and Saturday typically.
The look you would have on your face if I was doing this right now.
I'm a guy that routinely messes up Central Time Zone, Eastern Time Zone stuff. Like I can't do the simple minus one or plus one.
What are you saying right now?
Yeah, so it's a little bit disorienting.
Right,
and you got to just put the blinders on and just look at the itinerary and do what's.
I think the thing we need to. They're going to travel tomorrow.
Right, because it's a normal Saturday.
Tomorrow's like Saturday
on Wednesday.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Right. Except with a lot more pain in their bodies, I would imagine, right? I mean, the recovery's been the word I've heard all week long from D'Amico and others, CJ. Mm-hmm. So, how painful is it to play in a Thursday night game?
It's not, you got resources available to you.
Okay.
The old Toradol shot and what have you.
Yeah, that's what I was looking
for. I think that, I think I played on Thursdays just like, because it wasn't a Thursday night thing. It was a Thanksgiving day once. I think it was twice. Or short weeks for whatever reason. For me, it was psychological because I can just remember being out on the field feeling like, I got to go play a football game. Like, right. let's go. Like reminding myself to get into my normal routine because your body, your brain, everything else it feels a little bit off. So, whether there is something to Thursday night football being sloppy or whatever, it always feels like it is. And then stat heads will tell you, no, it just feels different.
Yeah.
It just feels weird. Yeah.
I think, we'll get into the Jets a little bit more. There's so much stuff to get into that happened yesterday. I guess probably the biggest one for Texan fans is that Adam Schefter reported yesterday afternoon, and I don't think this is a huge surprise, and we've not gotten confirmation from the Texans or anything yet, but Adam Schefter tweeted this yesterday morning. Texans believe wide receiver Stephon Diggs suffered a torn ACL in Sunday's game against the Colts, and now we'll undergo an MRI to confirm the injury per source. That was yesterday morning.
Mm-hmm.
The MRI presumably happened yesterday. The only inkling we've got from the team about a Diggs injury was the injury report yesterday where he didn't practice.
Right.
We've not gotten confirmation on the on the knee yet, but all the doctors, all the Twitter doctors who posted the video of it, they did not improve my mood.
Right,
yesterday.
And I guess maybe the one ray of light might be that, you know, an ACL is pretty easy to diagnose.
They're taking a while.
Right, here. Right. So maybe there's a little bit more to it. Maybe there's a partial tear or something like that, which I still wouldn't be optimistic about. And then some guys just have a policy that, hey, I'm going to go get a second opinion with everything no matter what. Like sometimes you tell that to the team almost as a way to avoid drama when it happens. Mm-hmm. You know, like, listen, all right, it's not that I disagree with you guys. I always get a second opinion.
Sure.
So, yeah, but it doesn't, it's not good.
No.
I think that I'm right now, I'd be very surprised if Stephon Diggs comes back.
Yeah, and then I guess the question becomes, do the Texans prioritize? The trade deadline's a week from today.
Yeah.
Does wide receiver become a priority at the trade deadline? Who's out there that you could go get? You're getting, conversely, the news on Nico Collins has been good over the last 48 mm-hmm. hours, that it looks like he's going to come back after this Jets game.
Yeah, and you see the Kansas City trading for Uche yesterday.
The edge rusher
out of the Patriots, who was phenomenal 2 years ago, but then he's been kind of, hasn't delivered on that promise, but they're adding pieces to an already really, really good defense. Yeah.
They added Hopkins too. You know? So it's,
So the wide receiver room, if you look at it, I think a lot of it really depends on what Nico is like. Yeah. You go into the season thinking, all right, look, we've got depth. One of these starting wide receivers is probably going to get injured somewhere along the way, and we've seen that already, obviously. But how important is that depth, you know, moving forward if you lose one of those guys? The reason you get the depth is so you can withstand the loss of one of those guys. And have you gotten spoiled by all the depth that you had? Do you have to realize, like, okay, look, Nico Collins and Tank Dell are still a really good pair.
Yeah.
Or you could remember last year what it was like when only Nico Collins was out there.
That's right.
Xavier Hutchinson and John Mechie, I think, are... I think this might be the point in the season, including last week's game, where CJ takes another leap forward in his development just by necessity. That, okay, you're getting blitzed, the tight end's got to be the option. Your running back's got to be an option. John Mechie is out there, and I can find him. The replacement for Stephon Diggs might simply be CJ Stroud having to do more quarterbacking stuff.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I'll throw Robert Woods in there. You know,
I'm sorry, Robert Woods.
Well, and the reason I throw him in there, and you know, maybe there's some recency to it, because Robert Woods was really good at the beginning of last year and then kind of faded at the end of the year. Robert Woods on Sunday did have a couple chain movers.
Yeah.
And, you know, because of the way defenses have been playing the Texans, we hadn't seen, like, maximum Stephon Diggs yet. You know, he'd had a lot of catches, but not a lot of explosive plays. And I think maybe, like, the best case with Robert Woods is he becomes like a poor man's version of what you were using. They were largely using Diggs to move the chains.
Right. Well, and with Robert Woods, I think the great thing about him is he's the guy I think you feel most comfortable with. Okay, CJ could take his drop, plant his back foot in the ground, close his eyes, and throw to the spot where he thinks Robert Woods is going to be. And there he is. And he'll get 3 centimeters yards after catch. But you remember at the beginning of last year, Woods was always right past the
right
sticks.
Right at the chains, man.
And CJ could throw, even if he was covered, CJ could throw it at his feet, and he plucks it up off his shoelaces, and it's a first down. There's a lot to be said for that. And then I think also in handling the blitz, I mean, there's times where the offensive line and the pass protection is an issue, and yet there are also times where the answer to the blitz isn't in the blocking. Sometimes the defense dials up the right blitz and there's not a blocker there. That's when the receivers and the quarterback have to really be on the same page, and the receivers got to understand that there's a blitz. Woods is the consummate professional when it comes to that stuff. You want an antidote. One of your best pass protectors might be Robert Woods on a hot route during a blitz.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Text message, text line, the 5-Hour Energy Fan Line. 5 Hour Energy, the official energy shot of Sports Radio 610 and football superfans. Bigger priority at the deadline, wide receiver or offensive line? I don't. Offensive line doesn't feel like a ad at the deadline at this point. Well, and especially with all the, especially after watching D'Amico and Nick Caserio do their shows on Texans radio yesterday.
Well, Caserio yesterday said that he thought it was a bit of a either a false narrative or an overblown narrative about the pass protection issues. I would push back against that by saying they did bench Kenyon Green in the middle of the game.
Yeah.
So there's at least one glaring issue. You know, we went through this last year where Jalen Petrie was benched in a game, and yet they're saying everything's fine back here. Like, all right, well, your actions say something different. There's at least one glaring issue. And I had a back and forth with Robert Land, who's in sports media here in Houston yesterday, and he sent me a DM. I think basically I took it personally. To paraphrase his argument, he felt like you and I weren't just lambasting Kenyon Green enough and focusing on him because he's the largest problem in that with if you just replace Kenyon Green with either Patterson when he's healthy or Kendrick Green, that probably that makes a lot of the sins of the others look less egregious.
Yeah.
We ultimately, I think, came to an understanding that, yes, I think that Kenyon Green is the biggest problem. He's 20% that's causing 80% of your
problems.
He's
the one guy that got replaced on Sunday.
Right, right. So, yes. And that probably should be more of a focal point of the discussion. But there are things going on elsewhere that did get, I think they improved somewhat last week. But there are miscommunications and mental errors with the other guys that you shouldn't be seeing. And then the other part, too, is the run blocking. Even though in some respects I think it improved the other day, the run blocking is a five guys issue on the offensive line. It has not been good enough across the board.
I have some good news. Actually, this Schefter tweet from yesterday, as a couple texters pointed out, not Adam Schefter, not actually him, even though it says Adam, you know, even though it says, I just looked, 3,400 followers. Made it look really
real. That's the one that you just read?
That's the one I just read,
Sean, come on. Does he have a blue check? He doesn't even have a blue check.
No, he doesn't have a blue check. He doesn't have a blue check.
The absolute lowest bar.
Like the blue check mark. Well, that's, I mean, anybody can buy a blue check, but I get it. Adam Schefter probably did purchase one. You're
it's all right.
Right.
I've done this before, too.
Yeah,
Sean.
Yeah.
No, I mean, that's, it was 10 years ago.
But that's good news, though.
Yeah.
That's good news.
That Adam Schefter wasn't reporting bad news.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that I
the
messed
fake
up.
Adam Schefter.
That I messed up and read the wrong Adam Schefter. So there's still hope.
The guy who was listening and pulled over to a rest area and slit his wrists in the bathroom over the news probably.
Well,
that's
collateral damage in 2024. I can't do anything about that.
Yeah, I mean, that guy's done. Yeah. We got to move beyond. Stop looking in the rearview mirror. We're moving forward here.
Yeah.
Let's not forget it. Let's not think about how many people Sean killed this morning.
There's nothing I can do about that now. There's nothing I can do about that. So so we wait now with Stephon Diggs. We know that he didn't practice yesterday, and hopefully it's good news.
Okay, so this is where I've been conditioned by the Astros, though, too, is that I used to think, all right, well, if it's something major like a UCL or an ACL, you find out pretty quickly because usually with an ACL, they know on the field.
Yeah.
You do the test, and they can tell. So like the MRI and everything is just confirmation. Yeah. The longer it goes, usually I would say, oh, okay, well, maybe there's nothing. But now the Astros have hidden UCLs from us for weeks.
Yeah.
The Tommy John surgery for weeks before. Yeah. I mean, he had Espada saying that Urquidy and Javier felt great.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day they're getting Tommy John surgery.
Yeah.
This year with the Texans, Christian Harris, minor injury, first day of camp. All right. Christian Harris hasn't played yet this year.
Right, right, right.
So I don't know exactly what to make of the fact that we don't have news on it yet.
I hate the internet. I hate the internet.
Do you?
Yes.
I was having that thought yesterday.
Yes. These just, people, what jollies do you get out of this?
I just,
man?
You know, it's because I'm trying to do X more, you know, mostly because I'm making money.
For good reasons.
Because I make money off of it
for
now.
For commercial reasons.
I try to keep myself, you know, I try to stay away from the toxicity.
Right.
But I even yesterday, Texans Cap tweeted out a video of the C.J. Stroud to Tank Dell touchdown.
Yeah.
Talked about what a nice catch it was. And I was like, yeah, okay, this is good positive content. I'm going to retweet it. You got to get the well actually guy.
Yeah.
It's like, well, actually, it really wasn't that impressive of a throw by C.J. And he's a Texans fan.
The internet sucks.
I'm like, oh, come on, everybody.
Yeah. Our internet sucks. The Wi-Fi's down right now. Everything sucks. All right? Welcome to the show,
we
people.
Change that next Tuesday.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Hey, the biggest stories in the NFL yesterday, the Texans were a big part of one of them. And
they were?
Will Anderson recounting the final play of the game against the Colts is glorious. We'll get to that.
I haven't listened to this. I'm excited.
We'll get to that coming up
next. Quit pointing at the clock. Screw the clock. Screw the internet. Screw fake Adam Schefter.
Screw everybody.
That's right. Long live D'Amico.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.